Quick question. If you haven't questioned your life choices while staring at a $16 mocktail, are you even living in 2025? It's Peter, and before the episode spirals entirely off the rails, I just want to confess. This morning, I got into it with a feud on pineapple pizza, realized halfway through neither of us were sober nor Italian, and then immediately spent $9 on a latte that tasted suspiciously like climate anxiety and broken dreams. If you too find yourself rage googling cruise ship disappearances between therapy memes, congratulations, you survived another week of capitalism in chaos. And if you didn't, well, pour yourself a fancy seltzer because you're exactly the kind of beautiful disaster we made this episode for. Put your phone on Do Not Disturb, tell your wallet you're sorry, and buckle up because spiraling with a purpose starts now.
And avocados.
Welcome back, Doom Scrollers. Before we jump into pineapple on pizza wars or why TikTok is just Vine with contour and shadier data collection, a quick reality check. Behind every $14 mocktail and every cruise ship mystery is a system profiting off our confusion. Today, we spiral, but with intent.
And if you haven't realized you're spiraling yet, check your bank statement after the brunch.
Today, I'm back with Sean and Peter.
Hello.
How are you guys today?
Hanging in there. Still gay as fuck.
Yeah, tariffs are hitting everywhere. So, $19 coffees.
It's fucking miserable, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's not what we're here to do. We're here to make light of a shitty situation.
Let me just tell you that in my new favorites, I have now become a Mezcal fan. I found one that tastes like hopes and dreams. You just question who you're becoming at the same time as you think, I really like this.
Mezcal makes me feel like my asshole is going to be on fire afterwards.
What's in it?
It's like really smoky tequila.
Yeah.
It's the best way I could describe it.
Is it like that pepper vodka I bought one time?
Yes and no. It tastes more like someone took tequila and put charcoal in it.
That sounds gross.
I used to think it was so nasty, and then all of a sudden, now I'm obsessed. I don't know. I love it. Can we talk about how expensive mocktails are? Seriously, they'll charge you like $12 for a non-alcoholic spritz, and then they want to upcharge you another $2 for an orange slice.
It's ridiculous.
Are you buying a beverage, or is this a performance art? What's going on here?
I wouldn't know. I leave that to Carissa.
I guess the prettier the drink, the more it's going to cost. Even though it's just juice.
Essentially.
I could understand if they were using non-alcoholic spirits to replicate the flavors and the taste of a traditional cocktail without the alcohol. And then I could see them charging you a bit more for it because I'm sure there's a lot that goes into creating those non-alcoholic spirits. But when it's literally just some juice that you're using as a mixer in most of your other cocktails, why are you charging so much for this?
No idea. But they do have the zero alcohol spirits. Is it really zero? You get those non-alcoholic beers and they have 0.00009% alcohol.
So some are not completely non-alcoholic and others are low alcohol. You just have to read the labels because they do specify. Most non-alcoholic stuff is considered non-alcoholic if it's under like point something, 0 point something. I don't know the exact number, but there are some that are completely zero proof.
Well, that's interesting to know. I thought they were just like lying. So essentially they're upcharging you for water.
Pretty much.
I guess everyone's got to make their money somehow.
I actually found locally, because I did go to a bar yesterday. My friend wanted to go to the bar, not me. But I ordered a club soda with a splash of cranberry and a lime, and it was free. If that's something you're interested in, those are free. And that's the second bar I've gone to where they haven't charged me for it. So.
Oh, nice.
It's boring to order the same stupid club soda cranberry and lime drink, but I guess it's nice because it's free.
Yeah, just makes you gassy.
Yeah.
I fucking hate seltzer in drinks. Like, if you can taste it, they're using it as a bubble substitute. It really does. It makes me feel like I got full off of shit, but I can see how it would be awkward going to a bar and ordering fizzy water with a splash of cranberry.
It looks like I have vodka, but it's not vodka.
Yeah, but people suck, though. They always want to sit there and, as you said before, they judge you.
Yeah, people are judgmental. She poured me the drink yesterday, and the guy sitting next to me said, she forgot the alcohol. I said, yeah, I know.
No, she didn't forget because they didn't ask for it.
Right.
Again, mind your own fucking business.
Yeah.
And then you tell somebody, like, I don't drink. Oh, why don't you drink? Do you think you're better than me? No, I don't think I'm better than anybody. It's a choice.
Yeah.
But I would have been like, do you think I'm better than you? Because I didn't say anything about that.
This sounds right. Personal.
The only person who said anything about anyone being better than anyone was you. I think.
Right.
Look at yourself, buddy.
Yeah, this sounds like a projection.
That's why I just prefer to stay out of bars.
Yeah, unfortunately, and if you want to meet people in general, like going out is a social situation and people tend to drink. But yeah, I can see where it would get weird or annoying. But also, I don't think people should really care about that. But they also, I really don't like when people say, oh, I don't drink because my grandfather was an alcoholic.
So right.
You've never had alcohol. You don't know what it'll do to you. You might enjoy it, but you're depriving yourself because you think that your genetics are holding you back.
Right. See, the funny thing about that to me, and maybe it's not funny, and I apologize to anyone who takes that the wrong way, but like how you're assuming that you're not going to be able to control yourself with it. You might hate it.
Yeah.
You might think this is the worst thing I've ever put in my body. I never want to do it again. And granted, that's basically the same thing as not drinking it to begin with, but you will never know. You will never know what you think about it.
How much are these mocktail prices anyway?
They're the price of regular drinks.
Yeah.
For the most part.
That's why I'm saying I feel like I was thinking it. I wasn't saying it. What, as Carissa was talking about, like getting a boring drink or not wanting to, ordering something and having someone say that they forgot the alcohol. If they were to make more affordable mocktails that were created, prepared and presented in a way that a cocktail is, people wouldn't ask stupid questions like that because they would just automatically assume that there was something put in there.
Right.
I feel like if you're going to order something without alcohol at a bar, it should be cheaper. It should be at least half the price.
Absolutely.
Well, that's like what I was saying. When you get the soda water and the splash of cranberry and lime, it's free at most places.
So when you order a Bloody Mary and you say that I want it virgin, does it literally just come as tomato juice with a celery stick?
Probably.
That's fucking gross.
Maybe they like cut it with water or something.
Why? It already looks like a period.
It looks disgusting, honestly. It's disgusting. I just don't like tomato juice. I'm going to leave it at that.
You don't like tomatoes in general.
I don't like tomatoes in general.
Yeah, I don't like it either. But it's also because when they're mushed out, they look like something that comes out of the human body.
You went there.
It's always bringing it back to shit.
No, I wasn't saying that.
He was talking about period shits.
Yeah. Well, no.
Oh, that's like the TikTok I sent. Or not TikTok, the Instagram I sent of the girl who's like, am I the asshole or am I wrong? My friend blames me for her shitting on the Brazilian wax lady's hands.
Did that really happen?
Yes.
What the fuck was wrong with her? Why didn't she tell her to stop waxing so she could use the bathroom?
So she tells the story and basically she went out to with her pregnant friend. First, she's pregnant. Yeah. And her friend asked her if she would go to the Brazilian wax place with her. She says, yeah, sure. We don't want anything happening, so I'll go with you. And they go to Texas Roadhouse beforehand. The friend who is not pregnant got chicken fingers. And the pregnant friend got a big rack of ribs and covered it in A1 sauce.
Oh, my God.
And the not pregnant friend said she knew this was going to be a problem, but she just kept her mouth shut. And they get to the Brazilian wax place. They do one strip, they do another strip, and then the lady is looking at her hands and it's like a pen leaked. She's looking at herself like, what happened? What is going on?
It was like when that, remember those things when you were growing up where you would cut the Barbie's hair and then you'd pull it and the hair would come back out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Damn. Rips it off. And she shoots out like a fucking Pez dispenser.
That's disgusting.
All over the lady's hands.
I hope they get paid well.
I'm sorry. I don't think anyone gets paid enough to have shit all over.
Someone
shit all over their hands.
Why couldn't they control it? You're having a baby.
Listen, I should
have some strength down there.
Why the fuck did you eat that before you went there?
That was more of what I was thinking. Like, you should have known what that would do to your stomach.
Have you ever been waxed?
No.
Serious question.
No, I have not. No interest.
Have you ever been with somebody who has, like, actually been in the room, watched it?
No. No, I have not.
My God. It's like torture.
I don't think I want to see it. All I think of is the 40-year-old virgin. Kelly Clarkson!
Yeah. It's a pretty accurate depiction of it.
I think about the guy that did the TikToks where he went and he, like, did his reaction to it. He's like, ah!
the dentist guy where he went, he goes, I'm going to get everything waxed down there for the first time ever.
Oh, my God.
And he went and he told her. He's all meek and shy about it. She goes, okay, now you're going to hold this and I'm going to take the hair off. And then he goes, okay, so you want me to hold, like, my testicle on the side? And she goes, yes. And then she put the wax on. He's like, nah! And he's all cringing. But he went through with everything. He goes, I don't think I'm going to go back. And then a month later, he's like, I'm back here.
Oh, my God.
It was great.
Some people bleed.
Yeah. Some people shit on other people, apparently. Yeah,
that's a bad time.
All over their hands.
I wonder how many times that actually happens.
I don't know.
Based on this girl's story, the lady was looking at her hands like, what just happened? So I'm thinking not that often.
Right.
At least not for her.
What was going on in her stomach, though?
You have explosive diarrhea. Please do not go get waxed. Let's just say.
I was going to say, listen, I don't know anything about being pregnant, but if that is a common side effect, then maybe don't get waxed while pregnant.
Yeah. Don't get waxed at all.
Or do it at home.
Yes. In the comfort of your home where you can move as quickly or as slowly as you want to. And if you feel the urge to purge, you can remove yourself to the toilet. With the wax strip still attached.
Yeah.
People are freaking out of control. Yeah, I would feel really wrong if I shat on someone.
I'd feel awful. I know women shit sometimes when they give birth.
Yeah, that's a little awkward, too.
I mean, you're pushing.
Yeah, but is it because of the epidural? Or is it just like...
Maybe.
Yeah, pushing? Because you can't feel anything from like the waist down.
That makes the most beautiful shit in the world that you can't feel. You know, sometimes I know we're gonna
blow your whole asshole out.
You can't feel anything.
We're gonna get really graphic here. Where it's like, sometimes you get really hard shit, and it hurts to push it out. So imagine you can eat all of the foods that solidify that, and then just go and get your epidural, and it's just like relaxing. Everything falls out. Including the baby.
Jesus Christ.
And their apartment and everything that's in there.
In the apartment.
Yes. The afterbirth.
Oh, my God.
It's her furniture. The clothes she grew out of.
Everything comes out. I don't know. I don't know. Pregnant women also get really gassy, apparently.
Yeah. So maybe she was just gassy and then she shit herself.
She sharted.
She didn't even feel it.
I don't think she was in labor.
On that note, today we are spiraling through all kinds of things. Crime, online feuds, new trends, expensive drinks, the flop that was All-Stars 10. So let's get into it. Just a couple quick things in the news I want to touch on really fast. We lost Ozzy Osbourne this past week.
Yeah, that's sad.
It's a damn shame.
Yeah. We also lost the racist Hulk Hogan.
Less of a shame.
I really loved him as a kid. I had his action figure and everything. And then I found out he was a Trump supporter as an adult. And I said, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What possesses you and this is just me, like my brain, what possesses you to say, oh, I want to put on a Speedo, jump in a ring with a bunch of bungee cords around it, and slap men together all day?
I don't know. But you know what? There are gay wrestlers, so there's a reason they do it.
Yeah. But true. The straight men, like, why do they do that? I knew you used to have a Hulk Hogan action figure when we were growing up, and he had the red bandana, and he was in the little red Speedo with his black boots.
Yep.
Very gay.
Yeah. I don't get it. Where's the homoeroticness here?
On that note, anyone, just if you know anyone who's mourning Hulk Hogan by the name Hulk Hogan and not his given name, then just let them know that they can acknowledge a trans person's new name and they do not need to dead name them.
What do you mean?
Good point.
Hulk Hogan is not his name.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, that's his
and
wrestling name.
And that's how
name.
Everyone acknowledges him, not by his actual name. They're all mourning him as Hulk Hogan because that's how they knew him.
What's his real name? I don't even know.
Oh, it's...
Honestly, I don't know.
It's yeah, no one cares.
Something, it's something nobody cares. Awful. Something awful.
It's Tiger King.
He looked like the Tiger King.
Oh, yeah, the original.
He got the... That's not mutton chops. What's that mustache that he had, the goatee thing, like Hulk Hogan?
Oh, I don't know what it was called, but it like...
Was it like a Fu Manchu?
I don't know the names. I didn't know they had names.
Oh, yeah. These all different names with the scraggly little facial hairs.
We should really ask Martin because, you know, he loves all that
he
facial
loves the
hair.
Beards.
Does
yeah.
he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He likes the way it feels on his...
We're going to have to get Martin back.
Likes the way it tickles his butthole.
Jesus Christo.
I want to know what his real name is. I've never heard him by anything else.
Me either.
You can look it up while I discuss a couple. We also lost Theo Huck, the actor who played Theo Huxtable, I want to say around the same time, and a famous jazz musician whose name I cannot remember, unfortunately.
So you guys ready for this? What? I got Hulk Hogan's real name.
Oh, geez.
Terry Jean Bollea.
What? What was his last name?
Bollea? Bollea? I don't know how to say it. Bollea?
Terry's such an awful name.
His name's Terry.
Why is his name Terry?
No wonder he went by Hulk Hogan. That's like a...
That's a very far cry.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be called Terry.
Now coming to the
Terry
ring.
Jean. Coming to the ring is Terry Jean.
Right. And it's not even Jean like J-E-A-N. It's G-E-N-E.
Oh, that's like the male way of saying it, though.
Terry Jean.
Yeah, but if it was Jean the other way, at least it could be like Jean, so it could be
Terry
cooler.
Jean Bollea.
Jean. Terry Jean. Oh, that
sounds
terrible too.
Sucking on baguettes, and the other one sounds like they wrestle alligators.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan is way better. I'm never calling him that.
That was gross.
We should just refer to him as Terry from now on.
Well, it's also like, just to bring it back there, because we didn't really touch on Ozzy's passing. Nobody knows Ozzy Osbourne's real name.
I actually thought about that when he passed. I was like, is his name like Oswald?
No.
It
do
isn't?
You know what it is?
No, do you?
Yeah. His real name is John Michael Osbourne.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We have no.
So why'd they call him Ozzy?
I don't know. They went John Michael Ozzy
Osbourne. Oh, okay. So. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know. Nobody really knew his name either, but I guess the wrestlers doesn't make any sense. I would love to know what the Undertaker's real name was.
Oh, the Undertaker? Hold
imagine
on.
If it was really
the
Undertaker.
That would be ominous.
The Undertaker's real name is Mark William Calloway.
Not as ominous.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same oomph.
No.
But did you know that Spotify streams are up 300%? Since Ozzy's passing.
I believe it.
I'm not surprised. I was playing the Ozzy station on Spotify the other day.
A lot of people just like, especially in the industry, like to capitalize on people when they die. It's really, really sad.
Yeah, it's true. Celebrity memorials profit the industry incredibly. Mm-hmm. And now Gen Z is discovering black eyeliner and daddy issues. So
they have daddies. I just figured a lot of them got left behind. But anyway, that was really rude.
Oh, jeez.
My bad. Sorry.
Moving on.
Or am I? Just
he's
kidding.
Not sorry. The voices, maybe, but.
I have my daddy.
I'm fucking leaving. Don't ever do that again.
Wow.
I fucking hate when people call people daddy.
Dada.
Padre.
No.
Daddy.
Anyway, you're saying.
I was saying, moving on to something a little less funny, a little more infuriating. The ICE raids are continuing. They are up. They are becoming emboldened, and they are doing some crazy fucking shit out there. They're getting bonuses now.
Yeah, 30 grand for however many immigrants they round up.
This is
we should play a game.
Bullshit. That is some bullshit.
Let's go out in the most ethnic outfits ever and just run down the street screaming and see if they chase us.
No, you put on the fake accent, run down, and then when they turn and they go to arrest you, I have my passport, motherfucker.
Yep, that's right.
Imagine. Federal documents. Where are yours?
Right, show me yours. That's crazy. That's a lot of money. 30,000?
Yeah, they're incentivizing them, but like people aren't even thinking of the long run on this. What happens when there are no more quote-unquote illegal brown people in the country? Who do you think they're going to come after next? Exactly. Exactly. So now is the time to take some action on that. And why do they call them ICE? I know it's an acronym, but I don't know what it is. I can't remember.
I don't know. I'm going to look it up.
But they call it ICE, and it's always in a hot fucking place that they're rounding people up. It's like an oxymoron. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Why don't you just call it what it is?
It is. Your asshole. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
Ew, I hate it. Gross. Can we yassify it?
ICE.
Can we yassify it a bit? It's not working for me.
I don't know what else to call it.
Icicles.
Idiots you can't evade.
Yes.
That was perfect.
Very good.
I like it.
We've changed the acronym.
They're fucking ridiculous. I hate them.
Yep. Me too.
Punch them right in the dick. Anyway.
For all you people out there, all the people, not you people, because our listeners, I doubt, would do it.
That was rude.
I was saying all the people out there calling them police officers. They're not police officers. Don't call them that.
No, we were literally watching a thing about this not 20 minutes ago where they're doing the ICE raids and they're out there in like skin tight jeans and shit with their Kevlar vests on.
In masks, not showing their faces.
Masks and chasing the poor guy through the parking lot. Come on. You look like an idiot. The pants are way too tight. Your balls are up in your fucking throat. Just stop.
It's crazy.
It is. It's a terrible time that we're living in, but people need to stop. At least fashion should keep up there. Anyway, moving on. Sorry.
Yeah, this is a horrible time to live through like a fascist overtaking because there's not even any cute fashion. There's no one out there in like leather and fun boots.
The 80s are coming
or
back.
Or great vests.
I was going to say that it looks like the 80s are coming back again.
Yeah, everyone's pubed.
I'm going to get my hair pubed.
That's not where I was going with that, but okay.
Maury from Big Mouth.
I'm going to get my hair pubed.
Oh, my God.
You know, everyone was dying to see what that looked like.
Yeah. He sounds just like him. And then they show him on the next episode, and his hair is like all like a fro and all curly.
And he had an appointment to get my hair pubed.
I know, he like wasn't on a whole episode, right?
Yeah, because he was getting his hair pubed. The 80s are back.
On that topic.
Scrunchies. I hope we don't ever see a scrunchie again. Why do people call them ponytails? Can somebody explain that?
They call scrunchies ponytails?
Yeah.
Since when?
I don't know. For years, I've heard them calling them ponytails.
The only reason I would think that is because the weave. Like if you attach a weave ponytail to your hair.
But usually those are a clip.
No, they have them on the scrunchie
ones. But don't they have a scrunchie one?
Oh, everyone I've ever seen was a clip. It just clipped to like the little doo-doo bun you put on the top
of
your
head. We used to sell them at Hot Topic when I worked there. Years and years ago.
Where?
Hot Topic when I worked there.
That was for white girls. That's different.
They get scrunchies.
Yeah, they get scrunchies.
I hate that word.
Little ponytails.
Do you remember how ugly they were? Thank God I cut all my hair off.
They're coming back, though.
One time I was at a party and the host had a whole hanger of scrunchies on the back of their bathroom door, and someone took a picture of it and sent it to me as a text message and said, "Party faux pas."
Yeah. Oh my god!
I really
was there.
Don't.
Hair hanging from it?
Yes,
that's disgusting.
Yeah, they were
fucking clean your scrunchies.
How are they made out of cloth and they still rip your hair out?
I don't know.
I don't even think. Can we give a Gen Z person a scrunchie and ask them if they know what it is?
We should. Let's try it.
Did you know that on the topic of scrunchies, that Brat Summer and indie sleaze is like the new in fashion right now?
Like Bratz dolls?
Yes.
And indie sleaze?
Indie sleaze.
Does that mean they just don't wash?
That's what it sounds like to me. It's like it's branding rebellion as recession chic. Which is, as long as you don't smell, I'm okay with it. But once you start to smell, I'm going to need you to get some deodorant with aluminum. Use that shit twice a day.
I just would think that indie people look like they smell and like patchouli or something.
But you like that. Weed. Don't you like that?
I like them to look dirty but smell great. Like they should smell awful, but they're like, oh, okay. Yeah. And not when they get close, you're like, no. It's assault on the nasal passages. I don't know. I like them grungy. I don't like perfectly manicured men. I think that's way out of fashion, and I think that people need to get their own fucking personalities.
Yeah, good point.
I can agree with that.
It was just like when we were down in Puerto Rico and we saw all of the men look exactly the same.
They did, a lot of them.
Same outfits, same haircut.
Yeah, the same fucking haircut that looks like a, what do you call that, a bingo marker?
A bingo marker.
The fleffed fucking bingo marker.
They had hat, that, not hat, wow. That or the, like, the mullet. But yeah. It's not like old school mullet. It's like the short mullet. It's just shaved into the mullet shape.
I hate that.
You know
I
what
hate
I'm talking
it so
about, right?
Much. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It looks like the piece of scotch tape that got stuck on the dispenser.
It looks like that strip from the Girls Brazilian.
Yes.
Oh, my God. With a little bit of shit hanging from it.
Every single person down there, every guy looked exactly the same. And the same haircut, the same fashions, the same fucking cologne that you could taste from a mile away.
Yes. Yes, you could taste the cologne.
Aren't you glad I have different ones?
Yes, we could find you in a crowd easier because you smell different.
Good.
Oh, my God.
It's just, it was crazy. And then all of the women down there had the same fashions, too, but they all want fucking pin straight hair. They're all flat ironing and getting their Brazilian blowouts. You have some self-identity. Stop trying to look like the most famous person you can think of. And then end up looking like some tumbleweave that fucking swept under the carpet. You lift the carpet and it's like, oh, shit, I have a whole nother cat under here because the dust and shit that's collected. That's what looked like it was on top of their head.
Oh,
I hate
my
this
God.
Fucking haircut. I hate it. Sorry. I've rented.
What about the BBLs? Did you see the BBLs down there at the beach? They were bad. They were really bad.
I think some of them were not true BBLs, but they were like injected with the Fix-A-Flat.
Oh, jeez.
There were some that were very lumpy.
Yeah.
I did notice that.
Bye-bye, Luca.
Just go, BBL. Go to the fucking gym. Just go to the you can shape your ass in the gym. You don't need to inject it with things.
Injections are faster.
But it's gross looking and it doesn't look real.
They had lumps. They were smuggling potato.
They were fucking lumpy and they were wearing thongs and there were bumps where there shouldn't be bumps.
They were crazy.
There were additional curves.
It looked like Swiss cheese.
It looked like the tool used to put the holes in the Swiss cheese.
Yes. Exactly. And can we talk about how I'm an ass man, but like when we were down there, everybody is like stick skinny.
Yeah, and then a BBL.
Yeah. They look swollen, the women. But all of the men were like boards. They were just all little sticks. The skin pack, which is the six pack that's not even, it's barely there.
Yep, yeah.
They were all like that. And then they thought they were being hard with all these tattoos on them. And it looks like somebody just practiced drawing on a popsicle stick, you know, when you were growing up. and you get those giant things in art class, and you would take all of your. You guys remember those crazy pens? The silly pens with all the different colors and the glitter and stuff.
Yep.
And you would take the giant throat lozenge in art class and you would just draw on it.
A tongue depressor.
Yeah. Why were we doing that? How was that art?
Boredom. It was self-expression.
They didn't have enough money to afford the actual art supplies. So we're going to just take these from the nurse's office and you can draw all over them.
We didn't have social media, so we didn't know what everyone else in the world looked like.
Speaking of social media... How do you feel about, like, activism TikTok or activism talk, as you would call it?
I think that if you truly want to be an activist, you should be out there doing something and not talking about it. That's my thought.
I think people just think that the internet is the best way to get their point across or get the word out there and spread it faster.
Newsflash, not everyone speaks your language.
Well, so that's a good point.
Do you think that it is making a difference? Do you think that a hashtag is saving a life, or these people reposting are going to somehow get the Nobel Peace Prize? Or do you, and I'm being a bit sarcastic there, but do you think it's making a difference, or do you think it's all for clout?
I think they think they're making a difference when really they're just infringing on my mental health. That's it. I think that to some extent it can make a difference. There are a lot of people with the same opinion as you, but again, opinions don't necessarily translate well to other languages and to other areas of the world. So you may have a strong opinion on something, and then someone on the opposite side of the world is like, oh, this person's a fucking dick, don't know what they're talking about. So you can't just push your opinion on someone else.
Right.
It's okay to be an activist, but stand up for the things that you can affect. Things in your community, things that are around you, they're locally, that you feel strongly about. Don't use your social platform to talk about wars or people dying like food from hunger and stuff, unless it's Gaza. That's different. But you're trying to bring attention to something, and it's not necessarily a priority for everyone else. So stay to your local community. That's what I say.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I can see that. With that said, I've got two things.
Before you do that, I would like to start some activism here on some of these fucking makeup trends that I'm seeing on anywhere where they're having that. It looks like somebody fell on the Anastasia Beverly Hills rack and just decided, oh my God, my makeup is great today. Like they have the whole rack of makeup on their face.
So they got gangbanged by Crayola.
They got gangbanged by the entire fucking Sephora.
I was going to say they went into Sephora and fell down.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about? It looks like you could run your fingernails over their face and pull back an entire layer.
You probably can, honestly.
Yeah, sorry. That was my activist moment. Stop wearing so much.
No, you're fine. I want to talk about Paramount Plus a little bit. So first, we're going to touch on the disaster that was Drag Race All-Stars 10 that I want to state. We have not even watched the last two or three episodes because
we knew who was going to win from the beginning. And that's the sad part.
As soon as the purple bracket started, I knew how the season was going to end. While I think Ginger Minj won. There's no spoiler. It's over. Most people have seen this. We did not complete the gag order because, honestly, we were infuriated with the way the purple bracket ended. We were not happy with what we saw in the first episode of the semifinals. It just, none of it made any sense. So we stopped. We will continue it with other things. We're tossing up an idea about reviewing Project Runway, or maybe the new season of Slasian Royale, or whatever.
Asian version of All Stars.
Yes. We may not have a lot of information to give cultural commentary. We can talk about their looks. Yes.
But that was absolute garbage. It was rigged. We knew who was going to win, and it was really sad because it didn't even make it into the top 200. Like, it didn't even peak. And you know how RuPaul always gets nominated for, like, an Emmy and every year.
Mm-hmm.
that season didn't even peak the top 200 shows on TV because it was so bad.
The final episode, the season 10 finale, has the lowest rating of any Drag Race episode ever.
That's sad.
Because everybody was pissed. This person has come on there 5 times now.
This is the fourth.
4 time and won. Over all of the queens that were extremely artistic, could perform better, they gave it to her. And granted, she is a very good actress and she is funny and she's very successful as a person, but you brought her back 4 times. Like, it wasn't good enough to win.
No. And the thing that I think pisses me off the most about it, and it's the last thing I have to say about it, is that when she should have won the last time she was on and they gave it to somebody else, because don't get me wrong, that queen did good. Nothing against Kylie, but Ginger Min should have won that season, and they wanted to give it to a trans person, which is fine for a trans person to win, but I don't think Kylie won that season.
No, I don't. I think that they rigged it on Ginger on that one, but she definitely should have won last season. She should not have come back this time. This could have been Kylie's season. Yeah. Anyway, moving on. RuPaul is a disappointment. Goodbye.
You guys have been saying that for a few years now, that you thought it was rigged.
Yeah, I see it every time because in my opinion, we haven't watched the last 3 episodes, but in my opinion, the winner should have come from the orange bracket.
Yeah.
From the person that's the very first queen, last queen, that stepped through the door on the orange bracket, you were like, oh my God, so good, so good. And she didn't lose. So
that's crazy.
She should have been the clear winner. And that's all I have to say on it. So yeah, I think it's rigged.
She didn't even make it past her first lip sync.
Yeah, on her season.
No, I'm in the finale.
Wow.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's fucked up.
She slipped. Yeah. But yet someone slips in another finale lip sync and gets crowned.
Yeah. Kylie slipped on the stage on her thing. Anyway, it does not matter. It's rigged. It's awful. We'll watch the next one in the first episode. I'm sure we'll know who's going to win. But anyway.
But now that they're doing...
Away. Yeah.
Now that they are dubbing the international seasons, we could potentially watch and review some of those because they may be better.
Yeah.
Maybe more fair. But on the topic of Paramount, Paramount bent to the will and the want of Trump, and they stopped airing anything on the leaks of the Epstein list.
Can we go back for a second? You're saying Paramount, and I'm thinking mounting multiple objects, and then you said they bent to the will.
What the hell?
Get your mind out the gutter.
Oh my God, the voices have taken over.
That was funny. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, so they were called out by Colbert, and then they canceled his show.
Mm.
And then South Park called them out in their premiere episode, and that's the parent company for Comedy Central. So
I
that's
just
pretty
think
funny.
That they don't want Trump to have any more blowouts in the Oval Office.
That's all he's been doing. That place must stink.
It must. Just nasty. Orange shit everywhere on the walls.
Just look like Cheeto dust everywhere.
Yeah, and then the room smells like death.
They're going to have to redo the White House after this term.
It's orange now.
It is now the Orange House.
Elon, you won't like that. She's fucking orange, too.
Didn't she want to make it pink or something?
She should want to make it less immigrant-friendly. No, more immigrant-friendly.
More immigrant-friendly.
Yes. That's what I meant. More. Sorry.
Before I wrap up our little news segment here, I just want to mention that Kesha's album came out a couple weeks ago. It's amazing. She's back to her old sound. Love it.
I love you, but if I hear Joyride one more time from your mouth, I'm going to fucking throw myself downstairs.
Joyride.
Oh my God, it's so annoying. I'm sure she's great and I'm happy that she's happy and can afford drugs again. But I'm good. I'm good with Kesha's music right now.
That makes one of us. I'm not. I'm totally into it. If you know, you're more up to date with what's going on with influencers than your health insurance premium, you're not alone. I'm there with you. I have no clue what mine is. But tag us in the craziest headline or DM us with a crazy headline that you heard this week, and maybe you'll get featured on next week's spot. I think that Peter might have something for us next.
Before I do that.
Oh, boy.
Carissa, have you heard anything in the fitness world? Any absurd trends that are going on besides the women straddling the fucking machines?
I'm going to be honest. No, I haven't heard anything new. Women are always straddling the machines, by the way. I don't know.
Does that actually help?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't do anything. The only difference is, okay, so we're talking about the good girl, bad girl machine.
I wasn't just talking about the ab abductor.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't even want to know what you're talking about. Don't straddle the bike seats, okay?
Like, why do they do it? Do they think that, is it just to look sexy, or do they think that it doesn't look sexy?
They're working their glutes.
For what?
I don't know. I'm going to be honest, when you do those machines and you're standing up and you look ridiculous, so like you're dropping down and getting your eagle on, it's working the glutes. Supposedly they think it's working more. Your glutes have five different parts to it, let's be honest. You're only working one part when you do that, and you look absolutely fucking ridiculous when you're doing it. So please don't. Just sit in the fucking seat, okay?
I just thought it was like a real thing. I thought it did something other than look like you're squatting to take a shit.
No, they think they're getting a better stretch on the glutes, and they're making their glutes wider, and it's like you have to work a lot more parts of it to do that.
Why do women want to make their ass bigger when they can't really, they can do anal, but they don't have prostate. It's kind of like a waste.
Because guys like it.
Yeah, I was going to say girls like it too, but it's not necessarily to make your ass look bigger for sex purposes. It's just to feel better about yourself so you have more curves.
Ah. They at still least can't that's do anal, so.
Well, I'm not growing my ass for anal. I'm just growing it so I look a little more curvy, but thank you. I don't want to be a pancake ass stud.
She doesn't want Trump ass.
No, I don't want Trump ass. I don't want my jeans sagging down my ass either. Can we talk about that for a second? I'm spiraling. Fuck it. I am sick and tired of people walking around with their pants hanging off their ass. There are belts. Buy pants that fucking fit. Nobody wants to see your ass crack. And the more you walk around like that, I hope somebody fucking actually grabs your ass and takes advantage of you. Pull your fucking pants up.
You have the ones that are like, it's just hanging off the tip of their penis because it's so far down.
Or on their fucking knees. Come on.
That excuse has been used for women. Like, don't dress like that if you don't want it. Don't dress like that if you don't want it, because that's what it says to people.
Right. Why can't you just pull your pants up?
Your hole, my goal. Anyway. All right, so let's play a little game. We're going to call this Delulu or Factual. So I'm just going to read some statements to you.
Delulu, just because I like the word.
You're going to tell me if you think they're Delulu or they're factual. You ready?
Ready.
Okay.
So the first one, parents were given deceased son's brain by funeral home.
Factual.
I will actually read that circumstances first.
Oh, before we decide?
Yes. Oh, I already decided.
So two funeral homes allegedly gave grieving parents their son's brain in a box instead of ashes, sparking a lawsuit.
Factual. Delulu.
It's factual. There has been a report. There has been reported in the Associated Press, complete with lawsuit details and, unfortunately for everyone, real court filings. Welcome to 2025.
Does it say where it was?
It does not, but it is factual, and this was as of 7/24.
Well, no, the only reason I ask is, remember I read that headline about the funeral home that was shut down?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just...
It could be.
Yeah.
If you guys want to research this for yourself, it was sourced from AP News.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. It probably was a mistake, but that's pretty fucked.
Before I bury this body, let me just do a lobotomy.
Yeah, let me tickle his brain.
I don't get it. Why? What? Okay.
Maybe his parents want it.
Maybe they did, and then they just wanted to file a lawsuit. Who cares? It's weird.
It is weird.
So number two, a man created giant trolls out of recycled trash to promote environmental awareness. So Danish artist Thomas Dambo made massive wooden trolls out of recycled junk and plopped them in places to get us thinking green.
This is factual.
I was going to say factual.
You're right.
Because the troll statues in Rhode Island are replicas of them.
Oh, look, you learn something new every day.
Look at you, Mr. Rhode Island.
So, international art project. Those trolls are Instagram famous, and tourists can't stop taking selfies with sustainable giants, saving the planet, but make it look like horror. So, next one is someone started a petition to cancel summer and got 14,000 signatures. You may have heard about a petition to cancel summer due to scorching global temps and climate anxiety. Thousands signed.
No.
No way. DeLulu.
It has to be DeLulu.
You're right.
I just like that word.
This one is a glorified meme. No credible news sources to back it up, but honestly, wouldn't you sign it after last month's heat?
Yes.
Essentially.
Anyway, next one. This one's a little news from across the pond. A British lawmaker ordered to meow in Parliament as punish for lateness. A recent viral claim said a British MP was made to meow aloud in Parliament as a humorous penalty for being late to session.
Factual.
It's so crazy. It sounds like it might be real.
It's still Lulu.
Damn.
Damn it.
I really wanted it to be real.
I did too.
This rumor went wild on X, but parliamentary records show it never happened. A few lawmakers have made cat noises over the years. Nobody's been formally sentenced to meow. Wishful thinking for chaotic governance, I guess.
I think that's why I thought it was real. I think I saw an X post about it at some point.
Yeah, that's where it allegedly started. But last one. Carissa is leading right now.
Yes.
A TikTok user claimed a man was stopped climbing the U.S.-Mexico border wall under new Trump policy.
DeLulu.
Hold on. Supposedly, Trump-era enforcement snagged a man live on video attempting to climb.
No. DeLulu.
You're both wrong. It's factual.
What?
This is a real story. Real incident officially reported proof that sometimes the most memeable headlines are depressingly real.
He was trying to climb out of the United States, right?
Yes.
Right. That's where I was going to go with that.
I don't fucking blame him nowadays.
Get the fuck out of here.
Let me out.
From rain in the box to troll sculptures and wild fake meow punishments, reality is outweirding fiction at this point.
I'd say.
But if you see any outlandish political penalty involving animal noises, it's pure internet DeLulu for now. So if you guys want more, you want this to become a permanent segment, send in your weird headlines and we'll call them out. DeLulu are factual with full punchlines and receipts. Back to you, Caritha.
All right. Next thing I want to talk about is these new TikTok trends. Have you guys heard about the Jet 2 holidays TikToks?
I know what it is, but I don't.
I love them.
Yeah. I can't give you any specific one.
They have been popping up in my TikTok like crazy.
His algorithm loves him.
Yeah. Lately, my algorithm has been great. Actually, it's been very in sync with your mother's. We see the same videos all the time. But anyway, it's this sound. I believe it was from like 2023 or 2024. And it pairs a Jess Glynn song with a overview of a Jet 2 holiday sale. And typically, someone pairs it with a TikTok of something a tourist is doing that they shouldn't be, or something really terrible happening on a vacation. I've seen ones where the chairs on the beach are being blown away, or the whole everything on the beach gets washed away in a wave. The last one that I saw was these three girls in a waterfall that came leptospirosis. Am I saying that right?
Leptospirosis.
Yeah. And it said no swimming 24/7. They're just like partying in the waterfall.
Oh, good.
Fucking brain-eating bacteria.
Let's drink lots of alcohol and swim in a fucking contaminated body of water.
Yeah.
While we're on vacation, a place that it's foreign to us. Yeah. Good idea.
The caucasity.
Yeah.
I can't. Too, huh? I fucking can't.
How about the one where it was the girl in South Africa, the influencer, she was swimming blonde back. She's like, oh, the water is so nice out here. Not trying to dig in.
You did anybody. Such a good accent, though.
No, that was not a South African accent. I can't do it. But she's like, the water's so great. Come in. And there's this foam all over the top of the water.
She's like, it's salty.
Yeah, it's salty. It's gross, but it's nice.
Drinking it?
She was jumping under it and stuff, and the foam was all over her.
And on it her was face.
Fucking
and her-
runoff. She was sewage. Swimming in sewage.
Oh, the stuff we smell in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
She was swimming in it. And she's like, oh, it's so nice. It's so nice. You should come in. And then people clued her in.
People were commenting does on she, it. Does she know she's swimming in sewage?
Does she fucking smell it?
Apparently not.
Oh, my God.
Again, the caucasity.
What is wrong with people?
She's just, it's like when you boil chicken and you get that whole frothy foam on the top. It's all the, like,
that's gross.
Fat and shit.
Yep. Yeah.
On the top. Yeah, that's what the ocean looks like.
And it's a weird color. Yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah, if water looks like paintbrush water, you probably shouldn't get in it.
I agree.
And it has a foam. And it's not a latte. You shouldn't get in it.
Yeah, just no.
I want to get in anywhere that has a fucking foam. I don't even like the foam pits when you get to the club.
Oh, remember the ball pit when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Remember, you would just like willingly jump into that and it always smelled like pee.
Yeah. How many kids peed in there?
So many. And we still jumped in it.
That's one of those things. You never want them to take the balls out of that pit because you know you're going to find something you don't want to see in there.
There's probably shitty diapers in there.
Yeah. You always dive in face first. A ball gets stuck in your mouth. You know, how many people have licked that ball?
Oh,
God.
You're frolicking around in it. How many people have peed? How many people have shit in there? How many parents have gotten in there with their sweaty ass sack?
Like,
yeah. Think about these things.
I don't want to.
Anyway.
That was like a COVID breeding round.
What is, have you guys heard about the Brat Summer? Because I don't know. I don't have a clue what this is. Brat Summer, Indie Sleaze.
All I know is the Brat thing is like Brat's makeup.
Yes.
It's like Brat dolls?
Yeah.
And do you remember like the shoes that they wore? The crazy tall,
they were like
platforms.
Clunky shoes, right?
The Spice Girl shoes.
Those are coming back in the tiny skirts and stuff that cover like nothing.
Ooh, a lot of the WNBA players are dressing like that.
Cover yourself with a scrunchie.
I'm learning all these new words today because I don't know what this means, but yes, a lot of the WNBA players dress like that.
How? What does it cover?
They're like 8 feet tall. It doesn't cover anything.
Oh my God, do you like my top? Where is it?
Right.
Where's the rat? Did it shrink?
Same thing with the skirts, too. The skirts are super, super tiny, and then they're wearing those big platform shoes.
Oh, God.
So the trend originated because of Charlie XCX's Brat album and the fact that she has this, like, unapologetic, minimalist style.
Hooker.
Yeah. Where it's messy, but...
Hooker.
Yeah. And then that paired with this like reemergence of indie sleaze, this kind of early 2000s grunge punk thing that was coming back in fashion and in some music right now.
Somber. I like him.
Mm-hmm. That with the nostalgia that's been growing all came together. The like La Boo Boo trend.
Fucking La Boo Boos. Don't even get me started with those little fucking things.
But all of that merging together, we've got these new trends. And I will post this on our social media when I find it. But I have this video of these girls in a fashion show in these insane shoes that literally look like they took them from a Bratz doll.
Can we just rewind back here? That has... Charlie XCX might be like the Gen Z person that has reinvented them. However, those shoes came from Baby Spice.
Yes, they did.
So, I mean, I guess she's keeping it in the UK fam, but they came from Baby Spice. So she started the trend, and I don't know who wants to put a scrunchie on as a skirt, but it's not cute.
No, not for a hairpiece and not as a skirt.
No, it's not either way.
No.
Like, what? Come on. That breeze should be enough on the lips to cover up. I don't know. Is there no sensitivity down there? I am a gold star gay, so I don't know.
You can probably feel the breeze, let's be honest. I know I feel a breeze if my ass crack is hanging out.
Yeah.
So the front bum hangs out, and it's cold, too.
It's a frigid day down there.
It's a cold day in hell.
Yeah, I haven't heard of the indie sleaze though, but I guess it makes sense because a lot of these new artists that are coming up, they sound very reminiscent of the end of the 80s, very
early
Kurt
90s.
Cobain. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
So. And a lot of the styles are more on the edgier side too, which I feel like fits more into that indie sleaze grunge type aesthetic. Trying to grasp the words there for a second.
Yeah. Since we decided to talk about Absolute Ridiculousness, and I know Sean and I have watched it, but Carissa, do you know anything about the Amy Bradley cruise ship disappearance?
Listen, I know a little bit. This lady got lost in 1998 on a cruise ship. That's all I know. That's as far as it gets. I haven't watched it, but I have heard about it, and people have told me I should watch it, so I guess I got to get on it.
Your dad is still asking what happened to Amy Bradley.
You know, I don't know about him sometimes. I mean,
we have to tread lightly here because they are trending again. But just, it's really not that uncommon for people to go missing. About 200 plus people go missing on cruise ships.
Yeah, because like they fucking get drunk and fall overboard. Or they never get back on the damn ship because they're fucking drunk wherever they stop.
Sorry, let me.
People are just drunk. They're just drunk.
Let me very rephrase upset. That. It's 200 plus people have gone missing on cruise ships since 2000.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and 70% of them are unresolved right now. So,
sharks, kidnappings,
drowning,
and drunk.
I know that most of the time, if just someone fed goes up with their life. Overboard, they're not found.
If you, let's be honest, if you go overboard, you don't want to be found.
If you go overboard, you...
That's a good point.
You had to try, in my opinion.
That's very, like, the most dramatic... Yes, if you had to... If you're going overboard on a cruise ship, you have to try. If you're doing it of your own volition.
Did you see the other day that chore. Somebody fell overboard off the
From
icon?
The pool.
The yeah. icon of the seas?
Yeah, your That's mom was showing us that.
Yeah.
It's very you iconic.
The funny, wait, the funniest part of that was when mom was showing the video... to dad, she goes, look, it's the same thing you were doing when you were flopping like a mermaid into the other hot tub.
Oh my gosh.
That ship is too big. It's too big. It should not. You can't even manage that many people on a fucking cruise ship. There are 9,000 people on that damn ship.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. I'm surprised more people haven't gone over on it.
A lot of people haven't tried the mermaid trend, I guess.
They're trying to get their whole new world on. It's a whole new world when you go from the friggin' cruise ship
Isn't
to the Atlantic
Aladdin?
Ocean. Yes. That's what I said, Sean. You shouldn't be singing Aladdin. Bring that back. Part of your world. They definitely went and became part of the world there. I could not. I would just drown me. Just drown myself if I fell off a cruise ship. Because I am terrified of the ocean.
If you fall off a cruise ship, the shark's coming for you. Sorry. Just saying.
If I fall off a cruise ship, I will make myself chum.
It's a lot of protein.
I will chum myself.
He's swimming towards the propellers.
I couldn't miss those if I tried. But yeah, this is basically a lesbian woman, and I'm going to say that because she came out to her parents before they went on the cruise, and their parents didn't accept her, went missing on the cruise ship on the third port, was it? Third or fourth port?
They left from San Juan. I remember that.
Yeah. And she went missing in Curacao. First off, I'm going to tell you the antics that I'm not pleased with. This woman went missing and she literally had four nations come to look for her. If a brown person fell off a cruise ship, you're lucky if one comes out in a dinghy.
Yeah, that's crazy. Did she have a lot of money? Was she rich?
It looked like they may have had money from what we could tell in the documentary, but it didn't specify.
Yeah, they didn't specify like the means, but they were giving like a $500,000 reward.
And the
that's
house,
a lot of money.
The house that they showed, if it was really their house, was a very big, very beautiful house. Yeah.
So her parents still have her duffel bag with all of her stuff from the cruise in their attic. So they opened it again on the documentary, and all of our stuff was like brown and in Ziploc bags and stuff. It was very creepy.
That is super creepy.
But the thing with her story is that she went missing in 1998, and there have been sightings of her to this day on both Barbados and Curacao. So they think she was sold into sex trafficking, sex slavery. And another weird thing, and I'm sorry, if you haven't watched it, but every year around birthdays and holidays, Barbados has an IP address that keeps clicking on their family photos and stuff on socials and lingers and everything. So they believe that she's still alive.
That's creepy.
Yeah. So anyway, she went missing 1998. And she's been all over the media ever since then. There was a Navy person that saw her in Curacao, or claims to have seen her. And then there was a lady that we didn't believe on the documentary that said she saw her in Barbados. And lo and behold, that was the last place and the IP address where she was spotted. So,
yeah, I remember watching it and being like, I don't know if I believe that lady. And then the other information came out later on, I'm like, oh, maybe she was telling the truth.
Yeah.
Maybe she's living her best life in Barbados.
Yeah, maybe she is.
She was just like, fuck it, I'm gay, nobody likes me, I'm going to go live here.
The running theory is that she was sold into sex slavery and that she has children there.
Oh, damn.
So they think that they're holding the children from her.
Or that they could be threatening her family, saying, oh, if you do or say anything, then...
Yeah, they'll hurt them.
That's weird.
But yeah.
Very sad.
Yeah, it is very sad. I mean, there's nothing we can do about it. She got media coverage. Her parents been looking for years. They have a reward out for her. And she has her own Netflix documentary now, so she's still famous.
She's making bank.
Yeah.
And living in Barbados. I stand on that.
That's my running theory, is that her parents are just cashing in. She's just living, drinking fucking drinks on the beach in Barbados.
She got lost on purpose.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that's the whole Amy Bradley thing. But tell us, everyone, would you ever board a cruise ship after this? Tell us your surprising vacation story for a future segment, haunted or hilarious. We want both.
Yes.
Take it away, Sean.
All right. So let's just do some rapid fire hot takes. I'm going to read some off. I want to know what you guys think about them. Do you agree? Do you disagree?
Okay.
I'm ready.
Pineapple on pizza.
I love it.
Oh, love it.
So you do not agree that it is a crime?
It is not a crime.
No.
It's a crime to not eat it.
Sweet and savory is the way to go.
I 100% agree. I cannot understand the discourse behind pineapple on pizza.
In my opinion, California, sorry, but broccoli doesn't belong on a pizza. Unless it's a vegetarian pizza, it does not belong on a pizza. It's not a singular topping.
No, so it's not a singular. No.
No, 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 no.
Do not come for my pineapple and ham.
Crocs.
Fuck that.
Fuck that shit.
Oh my God, they're ugly.
I'm never wearing them. I don't care how fucking comfortable they are. They're awful looking.
Can I just tell a quick story? I was at the doctor's the other day and I'm waiting to get blood work done and I can overhear these, white people talking about Crocs and how nice Crocs are. Crocs are so nice. No, they're not. They look stupid.
I really hate them. I hate when people buy those little trinkets to put on them. And then you got the ridiculous people that put on the little plows to kick the snow.
Have you seen the ones, the little toes?
No.
You can put toes in the holes so it looks like your toes are poking out. Oh. And they're hairy.
That's sexy.
It's cute.
Yeah. let me just slide my foot into an amoeba and then poke my toes out so you can like fiddle my digits. Nasty fucking people. Anyway, sorry.
All right, so we've got a... How do you feel about this statement? Not everything is a trauma response.
I agree.
Sometimes you're just being rude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you're just an asshole.
Agreed. It's not even sometimes. More people often than not now are assholes.
That's a good point.
All right. TikTok capitalism, is it an addiction or is it community building?
Addiction. It's an addiction.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree.
I thought at first it was great for like small businesses, but now it just is getting a little out of hand.
It's great for the small-minded.
Kesha's new album versus Taylor's last album.
That's like ecstasy and coke. They're so different. I don't know. I like Taylor's, but I don't know. I think I like Taylor's because you've been playing Kesha so much.
I'm excited that Kesha's back.
Yeah, I am too.
Taylor has just been like, she's been consistent for a long time.
Yeah.
I will say Taylor's album is overall a better album. Kesha's is more exciting. Like Chris said, Taylor's been is consistent. She's been consistent. We always know she's going to give us something good.
Right.
Kesha has had a few questionable ones, especially I enjoyed the album she did before this one. It was weird, though. It was really, really weird. So it was nice to see her do something that's a little bit more, for lack of a better word, mainstream.
Yeah. It's been a long time since we heard her in the news in general.
Right.
And she's been everywhere.
Yeah. So good for her. But I think Taylor's album was better.
Last hot take. And I don't know if Chris has heard anything about this, but maybe she has. Mistress for All Stars 11?
No.
Fuck that.
No, absolutely not.
Don't bring her back. Don't bring her on the show ever again. She sucks. We hate her.
Her initials literally are Man in Black.
The only thing I know about this is what you guys have told me.
I can't stand her. Her name is Mistress Isabel Brooks, but the acronym is Man in Black for me.
Okay.
Miserable Brooks.
Yeah. Miserable idiot bitch.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. She shouldn't come back at all.
Listen, keep your hot takes coming, everyone. Send them to us, DM us, comment to us, tag us in your drama so we can laugh about it, read you, whatever. We're down for it. But really, we just want to see who can send us the most hilarious thing, and maybe we'll name a drink after you in an upcoming week.
Yes. And Sean now has his whole mini-sodes with making drinks.
I like it.
Our first mocktail should be coming out tonight. So tune into our socials to see a video of us trying that.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. But I'm going to have the cocktail version. Cocktail.
And I'm just going to stand in the background and look cute.
Why? You're not going to drink the mocktail? He's making a mocktail.
Yeah, I can drink the mocktail, but yeah. I want to look cute while you guys make it.
Let's be honest.
Chris is going to smolder in the background.
That's it. Just smile devilishly.
They call that the Riz. Fucking ridiculous. What does that mean? Anyway, I'm not even going to say it. Sorry.
I don't know what it means, but spiraling is only healthy if it's communal. Group therapy in podcast form is good for everyone.
If the world's gone to Lulu, might as well commit to the bit.
Who knows if we've changed anything, but if you laughed, learned, or felt less alone, share with your fellow disasters. Until next time, this has been Apocalypse and Avocados. We'll catch you later.
Bye.
Bye.